Hello?
Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Am I speaking with Leonardo?
I'm sorry, who are you?
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're a national public opinion firm. So, am I speaking with Leonardo?
Yes.
Alright, perfect. So, today we're talking to people in California, and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. So, before we begin, could you please confirm right now that you are not driving, and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Alright, thank you. So, in which county in California do you currently live in?
Kern.
Kern, alright, Kern, thank you. So, what is your zip code?
93307.
93307, alright, thank you. So, and what year were you born in?
01, 2001.
2001, alright, thank you. So, to ensure we have a representative sample, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking backgrounds?
Hispanic.
Alright, thank you. For statistical purposes, what is your race? Would you say you're like Caucasian or white or Hispanic or African American or Asian or Pacific Islander or some other race?
Hispanic.
Hispanic, alright, thank you. What is the last grade of school you have completed?
Third year college.
Third year college, alright. So, if elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for who would you vote for? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republican.
Republican candidate, alright. So now I would like to read you a list of some different people active in politics here in California and nationally. And for each one, if you could please tell me if whether you have a favorable opinion or an unfavorable opinion about them. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first person is David Villadeo.
Unfavorable.
Rudy Salas.
Unfavorable.
Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Donald Trump.
Not necessarily the most favorable, but better than the other ones. So,
all right.
I guess.
Favorable?
Prefer that one. Yeah.
All right. And what about Kamala Harris?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. All right. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of some issues, and I'm going to ask you whether you consider any one or two of these issues so important that you would vote for or against the candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. You can choose two options if you would like. So the list goes, protecting democracy, the cost of mortgage or rent, healthcare, Social Security and Medicare, inflation or the cost of living, border security, taxes, abortion, or none of these?
Do I have to choose one of them?
You can choose two of them if you would like.
Could you read them again? I'm sorry.
For sure, no worries. So the list goes, protecting democracy, the cost of mortgage or rent, healthcare, Social Security and Medicare, inflation or the cost of living, border
that
security,
one?
Mm-hmm. Inflation, the cost of living?
Yeah, that one.
All right. And the rest are border security, taxes, and abortion.
Abortion.
Abortion. All right, thank you. So, thinking ahead to the election this November, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not at all interested, and a 10 meaning very interested, could you please tell me how interested you are to vote in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other offices?
I'm at a zero. Like, I don't want to vote, but I'm still going to vote.
All right, so would you say number one then?
Yeah, number one.
All right, thank you. So if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote for? Between Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Independent, or Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, all right. If Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote for? Between Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat?
I would have to see who's the Democratic person.
Oh, the Democratic person would be Kamala Harris.
Oh, then yeah, I'd have to still vote for Trump.
Trump, all right, thank you. If the election for U.S. Senate were being held today, for who would you vote for? Between Steve Garvey, the Republican, and Adam Schiff, the Democrat?
Republican.
Republican Steve Garvey, all right. And if the election between the U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote for, between David Villadeo, the Republican, and Rudy Salas, the Democrat?
I don't like either of them, but the Republican.
Republican, David Villadeo, all right. Would that be a definitely or probably?
Probably. Like I said, I don't really relate with those. I don't like either of them.
All right. So, kind of like, other than being the Republican nominee for Congress, could you please tell me the reasons why you would probably vote for David Villadeo instead of any other candidate?
David Villadeo, because I know a little bit of what he stands for and, like, what he's trying to do, but I still don't agree with most of it.
All right. So, David Villadeo, only because you know a little bit.
Only because I'm more familiar with his views than others, yes.
All right. Because you only know a little bit more of his political stance compared to other candidates. All right, perfect. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you some information, just short, brief statements that you might hear about David Villadeo. And after I read each statement, if you could please tell me if the statement would make you much more likely to want to support him, somewhat more likely, less likely, or just make, like, no difference. So the first one is, as a dairy farmer himself, David Villadeo understands how important farming and agriculture are to California's Central Valley. Well, that is why David Villadeo supported an agriculture bill that provides funding for improved agricultural research, expanded broadband internet access in rural communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas.
Doesn't really change my stance. No difference? Yeah, no difference.
All right, understandable. Thank you. Still, thousands of Californians struggle with their water shortages and droughts every year. That is why David Villadeo worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new existing water shortage projects and facilities across the Central Valley and the state.
Slightly, like the slightest.
Mm-hmm. So somewhat more likely?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. David Villadeo is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families safe in California's Central Valleys. In March, Villadeo secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads and highways, replace old pipelines to improve water quality, and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment.
More likely.
Somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
David Villadeo has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Villadeo has supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay raises for military members, improving access to services for veterans, improvements to military family child care and schools, and support for military members buying a home.
Somewhat more, the same one.
All right. David Villadeo is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done for California. Whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, securing resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education funding for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans, Villadeo is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions.
No change.
David Villadeo is a champion of the American dream of homeownership. As housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared, Villadeo went to work to help with the first-time homebuyers and military veterans make their dreams of homeownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home.
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more likely. All right, thank you. Yeah. And American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average family over $11,000 a year, more or more, just to pay for basics like groceries, gas, and housing. David Villadeo is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, Villadeo is working to hold government accountable and make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn.
Much
more likely. All right, thank you. Yeah. So now that you've heard some additional information about David Villadeo, would you say you have a favorable opinion about him or an unfavorable opinion?
Still unfavorable.
Still unfavorable. All right, thank you. So if the election for U.S. Congress are being held today, for whom would you vote for, between David Villadeo, the Republican, or Rudy Salas, the Democrat?
I still vote for Villadeo.
Definitely or probably vote for Villadeo?
Probably.
All right. So which one of these following issues, if any, would make you most likely to vote for David Villadeo? Would it be his efforts to improve water shortage facilities to combat droughts, reduce inflation, fix state roads, water pipelines, and upgrade police equipment, secure funding for agricultural research, rural broadband, and affordable housing, help first-time buyers and veterans afford a home, work with both Republicans and Democrats to find solutions to important issues, or none of these?
The rural broadband.
Mm-hmm. Rural broadband. All right, thank you. So, and which one of these would you say is the second most likely to make you vote for David Villadeo? And it's just the same list. I can read them again if you would like.
Yeah, could you read it again? I'm sorry.
All right, no worries. Improve water storage facilities to combat droughts, reduce inflation, fix state roads, water pipelines, and upgrade police equipment, help first-time buyers and veterans afford a home, or work with both Republicans. Help first-time buyers?
Yeah, the first-time buyers and the veterans.
All right. So now kind of thinking about something else. From which one or two of these following sources, if any, do you get your primarily news and information regarding candidates for president? Or do you not really tend to follow news of politics that closely?
I do.
All right. So do you happen to use, like, YouTube or Snapchat or cable news or Twitter or national news like ABC, CBS, or NBC or some other?
Mostly X, yeah, Twitter.
Twitter, all right. And would it be just that one? You can choose up to three if you would like.
I guess Twitter and then Apple News and as well as just local news like KGET because they are, like, for our district, you know.
All right. Apple News. All right, perfect. Thank you. All right. So now, which of the following best describes the way you view television programming? Would you say you only use cable, only use satellite, only use online streaming services like, let's say, Netflix, Amazon Prime, or Hulu, or you use both cable or satellite and online streaming, or you only watch broadcast TV like ABC, CBS, or NBC?
Mostly only ever streaming, but streaming. I tend to not watch television as it is, yeah.
All right, understandable. So we're almost done. The last questions we have are just for statistical purposes. So do you own your home, or do you happen to, like, let's say, rent or live with parents or somebody else?
I live with parents, but my parents are paying or buying the house.
Live with parents? All right, thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Most issues, I consider myself conservative.
Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat? All right, thank you. Regardless of how you feel now, for who did you vote for back in the 2020 presidential elections? Did you vote for, like, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Back then I voted for Biden.
Or back then for Biden? All right. So how would you describe your economic circumstances? Would you say you're low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Low income for sure. I'm still in college.
All right. So do you or does anyone in your household work in, let's say, farming, agriculture, or ranching?
No.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. And I truly appreciate it, Leonardo.
Yep.
All right. Goodbye. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.